Embodying your most authentic expression is the most effective way to becoming magnetic to the life your soul desires. Welcome to the Divine Embodiment Podcast. I am your host, Crystal Renee, the self-love embodiment guide. I'm a certified master mindset, spirituality, and manifestation coach, as well as a tarot and human design reader. My goal is to inspire conscious women in business to come back home to who they truly are in order to create a life that fulfills them on a soul level, using human design, the gene keys, subconscious reprogramming, and other spiritual modalities. Are you ready to find, know, and love yourself again? If so, keep listening. Welcome back to the Gene Keys and Human Design Gates Breakdown Series. Right now, the sun is in gate 42, and this is the gate of growth. It could also be considered the gate of increase or the gate of conclusion. In the Gene Keys, the shadow is expectation, the gift is detachment, and the city is celebration. This is in the astrological sign of Aries. It's located in the sacral center, linking the sacral to the root, and it's linked to gate 53, which creates the channel of maturation.
Wow. That, I don't, it's so interesting because, like, just even with the evolution of the gene keys, like, as you can see it, like, you could, that screams growth, right? Like, just to go from the shadow to the city, like, very much screams growth. And with this gate, this is all really about completing cycles, which I think many people have a lot of trouble doing because they want to, like, move on to the next thing with any amount of new information that they get before completing the knowledge that they had at first. And what I mean by that is, like, when you think about growth and moving towards, like, your next level of evolution, it's not possible if you don't close that chapter. Like, what did you learn? How did you grow if you don't actually close the chapter before moving on to the next thing? And the issue that this will cause when you are trying to experience growth, and ultimately when you're moving toward the city of celebration, there is, like, celebrations are a culmination of something. Think about all the things that we celebrate: graduations, birthdays, you know, parties for, you know, promotions or whatever. Like, all of these celebrations come at a time of, you know, some sort of expansion, but they completed a cycle. You know, you could, at your birthday, you completed another year around the sun. At your graduation, you completed whatever amount of schooling you did. Like, there was a culmination of sorts, moving towards this growth. And the thing is, the growth of the next cycle depends on the lessons of the previous one. So not taking into account the closing of that first cycle, you're bound to repeat it if you don't close it. Like, if you don't recognize the gift of what has happened in that cycle of growth.
Amen. And do I feel this energy so strongly within me, as it is my unconscious moon, which is also my attraction sphere in the Gene Keys. But I felt so called out when I was contemplating and listening to the chapter of this gate in the Gene Keys, especially in the shadow of expectation, where I have all these expectations of what the future could look like for me, right? And all these ideas to fulfill these expectations, but it's the completion of the loop that you are speaking of that I have a hard time with, clearly, in my shadow. And the two ways that the shadow can express itself in this particular gene key is, it can show up as being grasping, where you're holding on so tightly to things, you cannot let go, which doesn't allow you the space
to grow or expand because you're holding on to something that's taking its place, right? Or it can show up as being flaky, where you're like bouncing from project to project. Hello, that's what I am. Can't complete things. You're like, you know what? I've spent all this time on this one project, but I don't think people are going to like it. Let me just go ahead and recreate it in a new way. And that's what I've kind of been doing in my business over the last few years. So I'm so glad that I've been made aware of this shadow so that I can, you know, dig deep into it, embrace it, and then expand into the gift of detachment. And detachment has nothing to do with, in the Western world, it's looked at as like being anti-materialistic or like not having attachments to material things, but it's not anything about that. It actually has everything to do with not allowing your expectations to influence your experience, to go through life without expectations so that you're not either disappointed that things didn't show up the way they could because you had such high expectations, or having low expectations that you missed the blessing in the experience that you're having. So, yeah.
So true. So true and so powerful. And that made me think of when you use the word grasping, you know, when you're in your shadow, and especially like now that this is going to be a collective energy, something to really think about is, what is the reward for you for holding on to things and grasping? Because, you know, your brain and your body don't hold on to this energy for no reason. Like there's a reward that the energy of this gate is trying to express to you. And in the shadow frequency, which is never a bad thing, it's just a lower vibration, there is a reward that you are getting from, there's a reward that you are getting from this shadow frequency. There's something there that is a value to you that you are holding on to. And when you dig a little deeper into, okay, why am I holding on to this so tightly? Why am I trying to figure out what to expect? Where is this sense of needing to know the result coming from? And when you can contemplate that and really sit and think about, you know, what is the reward for holding on to these things? That gives you just as much energy and just as much knowledge to then release it and do the and have the gift of, you know, release. And what was the word that it used?
Detachment.
Detachment. Yeah. So you can start to detach from the reward of the shadow. And with that, you know, that gives you the space to complete that growth cycle, because without you releasing the outcome, you will not be able to, you won't be able to complete the cycle. There won't be growth. You'll just repeat. Mm-hmm. And this is very Aries. Like I see this in my Aries friends and people with lots of Aries in their charts. Like this feeling like they need to know the outcome of everything and really being in control of the outcome, like having their expectations be the outcome, and how many times they get hurt mm-hmm. by their expectations, their own expectations, because they just make these grand leaps into what they think is going to happen. And they oftentimes will base a lot of their decisions and choices in the now off of their expectations, only for their expectations not to really actually be the outcome. And mm-hmm. then for them to remain in their not self, whatever their type is. Mm-hmm. And so you can really see that pattern in people who really are attached to these, to their shadow of of this grasping and this like expectation, holding on so tightly to that and not being able to let that go.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can see that so prominently in my life and how it's played out. And I can also see where the gift of detachment has worked for me so many times, because I tell everyone it is in the detaching that the manifestation actually comes through. It is in the letting go. It is in the deciding that if I don't get this thing that I want or that I expect, right, I'm still going to be okay. Right. And then for some reason, as soon as you let go, I swear, like, at least it's how it's played out in my life. That's when the man, the money, the career, the car, whatever it is that you're trying to manifest actually comes through when you detach from it. And then you have, once it comes through, that's where the celebration can happen. You know, and this gate is all about flowing with life. When I let go and I just flow and I allow things to happen and I stop asking so many questions about what to expect, my man invites me to parties all the time and dinners and stuff that, you know, we get to go to for free because of what he does in his profession. And I'm always like wanting to know what I should expect. What should I wear? What kind of food is going to be there? Where is it? I need to look up all the details. You know, it could be my Virgo really needing to know all the details as well. But he gets annoyed with me because it's like, just why can't you just allow things to play out, you know? And whenever I let go of that needing control over what to expect and how I should show up, and just show up, then the night unfolds beautifully and it flows beautifully. And then I'm not disappointed because I didn't expect things to go well and then they didn't, or because I didn't expect things to not go well and then I had a negative attitude about the whole experience in general and didn't even get an opportunity to tap into all the blessings and the beauty that was around me. So yeah, just not resisting temptation, but diving into it further, with a great love and trust for your life and working with your expectations rather than being the victim of them, and understanding that, it's okay to have expectations and to use those expectations to manifest, but to release and detach in order for them to actually come into fruition.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This literally just played out in my life recently. And this is not a gate that I have in my chart activated anywhere, but you know, we all have all of the chart. And so there's inconsistency in this for me. But one of the biggest moments that I really had to complete a cycle was when I moved back from Ghana. That was one of the largest cycles, because when I came back, I didn't have a home. I didn't have a job. I didn't have stability. I had the people around me and I had my faith and my hope, and the detachment that I really had to lean into, just knowing that no matter what, it was going to work out. And I tell myself that every day. It's on my phone background. Like everything happens better than I expect it to. Mm-hmm. Everything, always. Because the thing is, my expectations are limited to my human experience. And if I continue to base life and base the results off of my expectations, I'm really limiting myself. This is very, like, in the shadow frequency, this is a very limiting gate, where when you are putting parameters around an event or around, you know, the future or an expectation of how something is supposed to go, you're limiting it to your own perspective. Whereas when you really do detach and you allow things to come, they turn out so much better than you could have ever expected, because those results are not in your control. Even if you tried to control them, they're not in your control. So releasing yourself from your own limiting expectations of how things are supposed to go will open you and allow the receptivity and, like you said, Crystal, like the flow of being able to just allow things to happen as they happen, mm-hmm. and not try to keep things in the limited box perspective that you have as a singular human.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So beautiful. I'm really, after further contemplating this, Jinky, I really want to further embody the gift of detachment and flow. Therefore, you know, I have more things to celebrate, and I know that the completion of my projects will bring my expectations to a closure of a cycle, and that the celebration can occur once that happens. So definitely leaning into this and more aware of it. And that's the whole point of all of these contemplations, to bring awareness to your shadows, to your gifts, so that you can embrace them, accept them, transmute them, and embody who you came here to truly be.
Oh my gosh, so true. So beautiful, beautifully said. And yeah, really just remembering to ask yourself, what is the reward that I'm receiving for holding on to these expectations?
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much for joining us for Gate 42. And we will see you again next week.
I just want to say that I am so grateful and I appreciate your presence here so much. My favorite place to be is on Instagram and TikTok at I Am Consciously Crystal, which is also linked in the show notes. While you're following, make sure to get your free human design chart at consciouslycrystal.com. This chart download allows you to save the page to your favorites for easy access, and you can also create a relationship chart by inputting another person's details at no cost to you at all. The link is also in the show notes. And if you haven't already, go ahead and hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you're tuning in from. I love you so much, and don't forget to do the things that bring you back home to you.